Leaders of Pakistan's coalition government today set about seeking a replacement for President Pervez Musharraf and tackling pressing economic and security problems. Musharraf, the former army chief and key ally of the U.S. in its campaign against terrorism, resigned yesterday to avoid impeachment, nearly 9 years after taking power in a coup. Meanwhile, at least 20 Islamist militants were killed in a clash with Pakistani security forces near the Afghan border today, while in the volatile northwest, a bomb blast outside the emergency gate of a hospital killed at least 12 people. Khalid Rahman is the director of the Pakistan Institute of Policy Studies in Islamabad, and he told us that violence in the country is one of the main challenges the new government must face.
It requires a kind of comprehensive approach to look at these violent incidents, because simply looking at these incidents as a part of the terrorism, I think it leads you to nowhere, because the same people were living in this part of the world peacefully just before a couple of years back. So what really changed the situation that needs to be addressed? Secondly, I think there should be a very well-coordinated approach at all levels and between all agencies of the government. And to address all these incidents, they really need the support of the people. And that support of the people will not come unless there is a trust established in the people that the government is sincere, that the government is pursuing a well-coordinated strategy, and it is all in the national interest. So this kind of comprehensive approach to all these issues will certainly help. Otherwise, if it continues in the same fashion as it has been during last few years, I'm afraid that it would not be easy for the government to address the whole situation.